We're at the Red River Crops Conference today, visiting with Gary Strickland, the Jackson County Ag Extension Educator. And you basically just gave us a wheat outlook for 2022, and it wasn't real uplifting, Gary.
I didn't paint a very rosy picture, did I?
You mentioned some of the challenges, so let's touch on a little bit of the crop challenges that we're seeing right now.
Well, I think to begin with, when we started in with this crop, our input costs have made a major challenge. We've had better market prices out there, but our input costs have really driven up. Cost of fertilizer, cost of chemicals, then availability of getting that, timeliness. So it's all been a real challenge this year in this year's crop. And then when you compound that, which makes this not a rosy picture, you throw in the dry conditions and drought conditions we're facing. So now we're not getting very, very much wheat growth out there. We got wheat fields that are still in that fixed growth stage, you know, anywhere from one to no more than four. And, you know, we're in January. We'd like to hopefully see more like about 5-6 inches of forage out there for it. So we got kind of a double whammy on that deal at that point. And so we've got only input challenges. We're not getting very good wheat growth this year due to the lack of moisture out there. So it's wonderful to have a good price out there, but we need a rain. The old saying, you know, good rain will fix a lot of things.
Well, we were talking a little bit about that because Oklahoma, not the only one in the drought either.
That's absolutely true.
You know, this is going on worldwide, which is going to affect crops all across the globe.
Yeah, and when I think, and I'll speak a little more specifically to our audience in the Southwest Oklahoma and our Texas Rolling Plains area. Yes, all of us are dry. And visiting with my counterparts across the river, a lot of their wheat fields are the same as ours. They're either just emerging, they've got four leaves out there, maybe started a little bit of tillering, but we're just behind. And we don't have good moisture in their profiles, so we don't have things to supply growth out there, and we don't have as much leaf growth, leaf expansion that's going on out there, so we're not capturing near the amount of light to also help generate more growth. So we're kind of in a tough deal. The rain would really help us a lot right now.
Well, you've touched on this a little bit, but give everybody kind of an overlay of the current crop condition.
Okay. Speaking to this area, some of the pictures that I showed out there, Casey, was that, you know, I've got fields that are they're not even out of the ground yet on it. We got some fields that are just up that are at the 1 and 2 leaf stage on there. So that means their seedling leaf, the cotyledonarian leaf, was there, and now we've got 1 and 2 leaves. We've got some fields that are at 4 and 5 leaves, and the other thing associated with it, that crown root system is just now tried to start established, but we don't have any moisture right in that profile, so we're not getting a lot of growth in there. And some of the moisture we had a little bit deeper that was being wicked up through capillary movement in the soils, on that we've kind of exhausted that, so we don't have much moisture that can come up to those roots either as well. So we're really behind. Now, I did mention I've seen a few fields where cattle have been turned out. They were turned out early on that wheat, and they've really grubbed that wheat down low. And they're in desperate need for those fields to try and come back. Really, we need to get cattle off them. We need a rain to help them begin to grow. And probably producers in that state are saying, you know, it doesn't look too good like now. I'm going to get everything I can off of it, and I may be looking at a spring crop then.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what producers can look to be, like, what can they be doing now that would be helpful at some point? It, you know, besides praying for rain, right?
Well, and that's a good point. So we talked a little bit about management decisions and options, and it really is an option, and each producer is going to have to look at their unique field situation and their production system and say, what do I feel like I can do? Are you going to manage for grain? Are you going to continue to try to do that, or am I going to just go for hay? You know, the graze out option, I kind of put a big question mark. I'm not as worried about that because we just, you know, our cattle have grazed it down so much. If we pull off of it now, if we don't get a rain, we're not going to bring it back. So we have an option. We could try to do some work out there in terms of, well, how do I measure? Do I need nitrogen or not? So we talked about putting out some enriched strips. But we need to get them out pretty quick out here and probably use some liquid nitrogen and put those out anywhere from 15, 20 pounds in that strip, assuming that we put out around 40 pounds in the fall, probably put out 15, 20 pounds to no more than 60 pounds in that strip. It could be about 10 foot wide by about 200-300 foot long. Put a couple of those out in the field and give you an idea, am I going to get any kind of response? That saves me money versus, well, I'm going to roll the dice and I'm going to fertilize the whole field. This gives me an indicator, am I going to get a response out there? So that's one thing on the fertility we can do. I think the other thing, like on herbicides, weed control, you got to be very aware of what your weed conditions, your weeds are in, what growth stage your wheat is in as well, because we have small wheat. But in terms of our weeds, we want to what growth condition or condition are they in? Are they drought stressed? The leaves rolling up? You know, the cuticle layer on a lot of these weeds, because the drought condition is a lot denser at this time period. So if we are decide, well, I've kind of got to go out there and spray it, am I going to do it? Well, you need to really be watching your tank additives. Am I going to need a methylated seed oil, a crop oil concentrate? Probably without a doubt, I'm going to need some fertilizer in there to help with penetration in that leaf surface. So what things do I need to add in there, and what will that chemical allow me to add in there to try to get better penetration on those grassy weeds? On that, but again, it all comes back to input cost too, so they're trying to manage on that. But from weed control, that's going to be an important component. How do I manage where my wheats are at and having an effective weed control application? Insects, we just need to be scouting out there and make sure where we're at. Know your economic threshold, scout, see what you got out there.
But
you know,
now's not the time to spray.
Yeah. We've had, you know, we really haven't had the numbers. We've had some brown wheat mites, some winter grain mites, a few green bugs. Josh Song saying they've seen some green bugs on up north of here. I've seen a few bird cherry oat aphids down here. So scout and check, but they've been in low enough numbers it really hadn't justified spraying. The ones, if I had to spray, if I got pushed with our weed as small as it is right now, if I had an explosion of mites, then I'd consider, do I need to deal with that out there at this point? Then you talk about diseases. That's kind of a wait and see. Are we gonna have disease issues? Do I have any wheat growing enough out there that I'm going to try to keep it and that I need to control those diseases? But I think if you're going to apply fungicides, we get the wheat growth and we're going to try to apply it. You want to try to arrange it to where I do one application, and that's my input cost when it comes to fungicides on it. But right now, I'd say, KC, we don't have the wheat growth to be considering some of that. We're really dealing more with nitrogen inputs and weed control and keeping an eye on those insects.
And being realistic, it's just a pretty dire situation if we don't get a good rain.
It absolutely is. I joked with you at the beginning of it, but the bottom line is a good rain cures a lot of our ills right now. It would begin to engage that weed where that meristematic tissue can begin to grow again, and we could get some leaf expansion, more foliage out there, and help us out in a lot of ways then to where we can consider our management options might work. But as I mentioned in the presentation, you know, we've had 2.63 inches since the middle of September to now, and that came over 12 rainfall occurrences.
Right.
Now, that's here in Jackson County, but sure, this area is not going to be too far off of that, those averages. So we don't just need a 2-3 10. That's not going to help us a lot. We need an effective rainfall. We need a good 1-2 inch worth of rain. It'd be nice to get a couple of those.
Absolutely.
But as you well know, our forecast is not yielding itself to that right now.
Well, Gary, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You bet. Glad you joined us today at the conference.